Hello, folks. It's Nanette Weiser with another episode of Live Life Better. With all of the stress going on, thanks to horrible Helene, people's blood pressure and anxiety are through the roof. And a lot of people, you know, are feeling not well and exhausted. So I want to talk about when is blood pressure high enough to go to the hospital. And this is really important. If your blood pressure spikes dangerously high, it's a medical emergency. And this is really something to remember. Blood pressure of 180 to 120 millimeters of mercury and higher, along with additional symptoms such as chest or back pain, shortness of breath, vision changes, or difficulty speaking, signals a hypertensive crisis that needs immediate emergency attention. If you don't have additional symptoms, your healthcare provider is less likely to recommend treatment in a hospital, but will take measures to control your blood pressure. If you're feeling sick and beyond exhausted, probably now is the time to make an appointment with your primary care physician as you navigate this difficult journey back to into your home, or dealing with losses, or even just dealing with friends who have losses. So, high blood pressure, when to go to the hospital. Hypertensive urgency is a blood pressure of 180 to 120 and higher with no significant symptoms. Hypertensive emergency is a blood pressure of 180 to 120 and higher with presence of chest pain, shortness of breath, back pain, numbness or tingling in your hands or feet, vision changes, sweating, or speaking problems. If you don't have a history of blood pressure issues and this startles you, don't be surprised. I mean, lack of sleep and exhaustion and many other things, including family genetics, can contribute, especially in this situation. You may not know a lot about blood pressure. It's good to have a blood pressure cuff, and it's very important that you do. Underlying conditions that can contribute to a hypertensive emergency include preeclampsia, a high blood pressure in pregnancy, stroke, an interruption in the blood supply to your brain, or head trauma, high blood pressure that leads to kidney damage, agitation due to intoxication, an overactive thyroid gland, missed doses of blood pressure medications, uncontrolled high blood pressure, pain, heat can also contribute to that. So that's really important. So you can get diagnostic tests to determine the source of your high blood pressure and how much damage it may have caused. That includes an EKG or ECG, an echocardiogram, diagnostic blood tests, and ultrasound imaging of the kidneys or other blood vessels. If your high blood pressure is not improving with treatment, you may be given intravenous medications that can quickly reduce your blood pressure to prevent secondary problems. Time matters. It's really important. Medication it will be prescribed depending on what is determined to be an underlying contributing cause, but it's a time-sensitive problem. If you're experiencing dangerously high blood pressure for even a short time, it can put you at risk of more problems like a stroke. Do take your blood pressure. You can take your blood pressure at Publix and Walgreens. If you're having an episode, please go to the emergency room. In any case, I think it is time for everyone to, while they're going through the stress of recovering from horrible Helene, whether you have lost your home, your belongings, if you're stressed over what your friends and family and colleagues are going through, make an appointment with your primary care physician. And remember, normal blood pressure is 120 to 80, elevated blood pressure 120 to 129 over 80, hypertension 130 over 80, hypertension stage 2, 140 to 149 over 90, and hypertensive crisis 180 over 120 or higher. So this is Nanette Weiser signing off. Live life better. Please take care of yourselves, and we'll get through this together.